What's happening each weekday, the week of August 17th through the 21st, Sheila, and welcome, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's great to be here. And I will say that we are, like many nonprofits, we moved our events. This will be our first time holding an all-online virtual conference. And we're just so excited about the opportunity. Dana, historically, our events are designed to provide opportunities for folks who work in the nonprofit world, philanthropy board members, nonprofit leaders and their staff, to connect and to learn from each other. And so we're replicating that the best that we can on an online environment, and just really thinking about where we are right now, where nonprofit leaders are right now, and recognizing that in this time of crisis, there are emerging opportunities. And in many cases, these opportunities are around social change, seeing the systemic gaps and the kinds of support that are needed, particularly for those who are already on the fringe and the margins, who are already challenged with mental health. And we're just seeing that there's such a great need, and this pandemic has made it even greater. And so what we want to provide are ideas, strategies, resources to help organizational leaders, board members, philanthropy to really think possibly differently about the opportunities. And so we're kicking off the conference with Leslie Crutchfield. And she's an amazing speaker. She's an author. And really looking at how organizations can really position themselves and pivot in this time and think about the ways in which they can transform their services and their organizations for greater impact. And we kind of end the session, I'm kind of talking about the beginning and the end at the same time, on the last day with Tom Sheridan, who is an author. He recently wrote a book called Helping the Good Do Better, but he's really been at the forefront of social change, particularly in the public policy space. So he's going to talk about some of the transformative legislation that's taken place and how he and many others were able to mobilize to make that happen. And then in between those two, we have conversations around how we measure effectiveness in social change and our advocacy, how we communicate and engage others in those conversations. And then what does leadership look like, particularly when, you know, think about the movements that are taking place right now around social justice and racial equity. Those are movements, and how does leadership look like that, and how do organizations participate in that? So it's a variety of different sessions. And then I should add one other thing that we're doing on the last day is kind of wrapping it up with a conversation around philanthropy and how philanthropy sees this as an opportunity. And so we've got the CEOs of the Delaware Community Foundation, Longwood Foundation. We're bringing in J.P. Morgan Chase, and also Maggie Osborne, who is the head of the regional. Excuse me. She moderates. She'll be moderating the panel, and is an amazing presence. So we're very excited about that.
I want to remind everybody we're talking to the CEO of Dana, Sheila Bravo, talking about the annual Delaware Conference, which is going virtual this year for an entire week, each weekday from August 17th through the 21st. Sheila, over the past few months during the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, what are some of the biggest challenges that have been facing nonprofits up and down the state?
I would say that first and foremost, I think many agencies were very successful in finding ways that they could shift the way they deliver their services to support community need. Being able to offer, for example, mental health counseling online or over the phone, where they might have typically done it in person. One of the things that we're hearing is, though, the concerns around how people can gain access to that technology, so the clients actually having access to that technology so that they can participate. There's certainly, at this time, still a tremendous amount of people that are out of jobs. There are kids that are not in camps. And so the nonprofits are seeing a continued increase in need for financial assistance, food access, again, online programming that youth can access to keep them engaged. And then I would say that the theme that unfortunately we learned very quickly is that a lot of the traditional revenue streams that nonprofits might access, such as their fundraising events or on-site programming, all dried up. And so many of the agencies, as they're making the shift, are also having to look at how do they sustain themselves or organization, keep their employees employed. And so I think that it's a time where they're trying to be as responsive and supportive to the community and where the community is, while they're also looking to how they can ensure their organization navigates this time and comes out on the other side, continuing to offer the great impact that they do.
Earlier, you talked about emerging opportunities. Is there light at the end of the tunnel for some of these nonprofits? Because not all will survive, right?
That's possible. I mean, certainly there have been predictions for, unfortunately, for small businesses, which nonprofits, many of them are, that there's could be a sizable amount that don't make it through the pandemic. But, you know, nonprofit leaders and the people who are in this work to make our communities better, that's all based on hope. And so even though there's the struggle right now, there's also the hope. And what I'm seeing in our communities, I'm seeing our organizations actually partnering together in new ways. They're identifying that collectively they may not be able to, individually they may not be able to do something, but collectively they can. We're seeing agencies work together to try to encourage new access for their clients. So at the time where things might look challenging, we also are hopeful. And I think that given the amount of innovation and innovative thinking to convert programs from on-site to online, the way in which some of our arts and cultural organizations are finding they have new audiences, not just here in Delaware, but across the country. So I think that even at this time where it just seems that that there isn't an end in sight, we all know that there will be an end, and we are hopeful. What I encourage organizations to think about is that, you know, the mission, what they're trying to do, does not need to be centered in an organization. And so if there is a question about financial sustainability, how can we help them look to see how they can fulfill their mission in a different way? So Dana, outside of the conference, we offer a variety of services to help support boards of directors and executives kind of think about how they might be able to pivot their organizations. So yes, there's hope, but there's also, you know, we also have to work right now with what we have and do the best that we can to support our communities.
Sheila, this annual Delaware Conference every day, each weekday from August 17th through the 21st, is open to anyone in the nonprofit or business sectors seeking to move toward recovery and resiliency, all while creating a stronger impact for greater social change. How can people get involved? How can people sign up?
They can visit our website, which is DelawareNonprofit.org, and there's a big button right at the top where they can register. Thanks to some amazing sponsors, the conference is underwritten by JP Morgan Chase. We have Discover Bank and Barclays. We are able to offer this at a very, very low rate. We can't completely offer it for free, but the ticket price starts at $30 for the entire week. And then there's different levels of access to the different programs based upon how many sessions people want to attend. So we really wanted to make this something that anybody could participate.
Any other words about the conference? Anything you want the public to know that I'm not asking you?
Well, I think as you mentioned, when we look at who works within the nonprofit sector, there's volunteers, there's staff, there's the executives, board members, government plays a role, philanthropy plays a role, that we are all part of creating positive change in our communities. So I would say that if you want to create positive change and you're interested in learning about that, this conference is for you. We're going to do our best to not only offer amazing content and conversation, but there'll be some fun things happening within the week as well.